It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Troy Spindler.
Hey, y'all. Troy here. This past weekend was quite eventful for the Turkana crowd. Victoria flew back to North Carolina to celebrate our friend's single funeral, aka bachelorette party. I drove to Maryland for the annual Sheep and Wool Festival. Meanwhile, Mark stayed behind at the farm, where he discovered a new unexpected lamb friend Saturday morning. Even while we were off on our southern vacations, a tinge of jealousy crept in as Mark sent us pictures of the new little one. She is undeniably cute, albeit a little goofy looking. She has a long, brown, puppy-like face with ears that pop out before flopping down. The rest of her is a silver gray with brown spots that resemble an arrow going down her back. Now that I've met her, I can see she is quite vigorous. She's hard to approach because she is so good at keeping up with Mom. I have a feeling she will be quite low maintenance. Save for any more surprises, I think we'll have two or three more lambs joining us this spring. Compared to their older brothers and sisters, these latecomers won't be as threatened by hypothermia or malnourishment. However, they'll be a lot smaller at the time they start feeding on the grass. This way, they'll be much more susceptible to intestinal parasites and less able to deal with the summer heat. There's always a trade-off. The challenges will be different, but I feel a lot more prepared now than I did when we started lambing the second week after I got here. In fact, upon returning from the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival, I felt inspired to intensify my flock management efforts. At the festival, I attended seminars and lectures with sheep and wool experts. I learned which of my unrelenting sheep-related anxieties are valid and which ones are actually non-issues. I got tips from other Caracool breeders on how they keep this desert breed happy and healthy in wet climates such as ours. As for the wool, I got incredible insight into what sets Caracool fiber apart from all others. I learned all about the thermodynamics and biochemistry of wool, why it feels warm and dry in wet environments, and then cools down in warmer, drier weather. Don't worry, there will be a whole bulletin about all this later. I was eager to get home and wipe off the dust that's already started to accumulate on my brand new spinning wheel. That is, until yesterday, when 120 new mouths to feed arrived in the mail. That's right, the turkeys are here. Right when I thought I was hitting my stride in animal husbandry, two boxes of hungry, cheeping turkey poults fell into my lap. As I'm quickly learning, baby turkeys are very different from lambs and have very different needs. First of all, turkeys don't nurse. There's not a mom in sight to feed them milk. Rather, they require I go out and buy them specialized feed, no less than 27% protein, and then bring them the food myself. I even had to show them how to eat and drink by dipping their tiny beaks in the food and water. Also, their hutch needs to be at a constant 95 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. If the heat lamp is too hot or too close, they start to fall asleep, possibly forever. If the heat lamp is hung too high up, they start running around in a panic. I find it hard to believe these are indeed warm-blooded creatures, as they say. Lambs do a fine job of regulating their own body temperature, as long as they are dry and have milk. Turkeys, on the other hand, are a bunch of needy divas who love to nap and cheep at me until I give them everything they want. Despite all of this, I'm hopeful for this young brood. It's still early in their lives, and maybe as I learn everything about proper turkey care, I will also learn to love what's unique about them at the same time. Everything on this farm has a purpose, a role to play. The hens give us delicious eggs. The lambs mow down the grass and feed our vegetables with compost. The pigs are great landscapers and make for excellent waste disposal. I wonder what great skill or resource our turkeys will provide. Do they eat insect pests? Are they musically inclined? For now, it's unclear to me. I hope I figure it out sometime before they're gone.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.